When an old person, you know, is real lively, always grinning all the time, you know. What, do you have a special name? That's you. What do you call those old people?
I just call them the happy.
Happy?
The happy.
How about a real lazy or unambitious person, you know, that just sort of lies around, don't want to go nowhere or anything like that? What do you have a special name for those kind of people?
I don't have that.
What do you call a bird that seeks out insects in tree trunks? You know, a bird like on the side of a tree, you can sometimes hear them chipping away for insects inside. You know what I'm talking about?
Y'all a hammer.
What do you call an insect that jumps around in the grass?
I don't know.
Have you seen these things? You know, sometimes you can hear them chirp and then you come up to them and they'll jump from one blade of grass to another like that.
They're using fish bait sometimes.
Cricket.
All right, like this was a field or something. Like this is sort of a map of the field, and you went across it like that. How would you say you went? You know, like if you went from here to here, you'd go straight across. But if you went sort of at an angle like that, how would you say you'd go across?
I went crossways there.
Crossways. How about if you started out here and just went every which way across it? What would you call that?
I'd call it round and round.
What do you call evil spirits?
Hanks.
And what do you call the house that these spirits live in? You know, like
cemetery.
No, like an old house that some man died in. Yeah. And you think that there might be Hanks in that. What do you call it?
Like an old house over there hanging.
Hanging. What do you call a person that always brings bad luck? In other words, every time this person's around, something always happens. What do you call that? You call him a jinx or something like that?
A jinx to you.
How about something that brings bad luck? Like you think maybe this axe brings bad luck or like something like that. What would you call it? What do you call an illegitimate child when his, you know, when his mother and father weren't married and he was born anyway? What do you call him? You don't have no special word for him? How would you describe him to somebody?
I don't know how to describe it all right, but I just don't see it.
I think I know what you mean. You don't have any other terms? Like, if you wanted to tell us who that child was, you know, but you didn't want to say that word, you know, how would you describe him, you know? I mean, I know the word you're talking to, but if you were going to tell us, you know, that this was a child who was born when his mother and father weren't married, what would you call him? Would you have any special way of calling him?
I just call his mother's name, his father's name, that's all.
What do you call a place where the dead are prepared for burial? Where they get them ready before they bury them?
Undertaker.
What do you call a box or a case in which the dead people are buried?
A coffin.
And how about the place where the dead are buried?
Cemetery.
What do you call a small freshwater stream? Small kind that sort of runs behind your house?
I call it a dream.
What kind?
I call it a dream, water dream.
Dream. How about a flat grass country that you can just see, you know, real flat, and you can just see the grass out over?
I